Wicket was doing passive-aggressive Facebook posting last night.
You're listening to Heather and Wicket. Mornings 6 to 10 a.m. on Laser 103.3.
It's not one of my favorite things that you do, Wicket, but you posted on Facebook last night.
I wrote, do you buy your boss a birthday gift?
Uh-huh.
Because I didn't, and you did.
And, well, immediately, Andy Hall commented.
Right. Andy busted me right in front of all the Hellraisers on Facebook.
It was siren emoji, spoiler alert, Heather did, ... Wicket didn't. Oh, speaking of the hotline, the secret phone line to the studio is ringing.
Oh, no.
Hello.
Oh, it's Andy Hall.
Oh, hey, Andy.
Hello, Heather. Is Wicket in there?
Yeah, I'm here.
He's here.
All right, Wicket, you may want to cover your ears for just a minute.
Okay.
Heather, I just wanted to say that I really appreciate the gift you got me yesterday. Very thoughtful of you. And wanted to sort of reiterate what we went over yesterday. You're a very valued employee, and I'm going to go to the boss and see about getting you a raise.
Oh, Andy, thank you. Wicket, cover your ears.
Touched that you thought of me on my birthday.
Well, you're our favorite, Andy. Oh. And he is the best at football, Wicket.
So,
bye, Andy. You know, Andy Hall's football challenge, Wicket.
What did you get Andy Hall for his birthday yesterday?
Well, here's the thing, Wicket. For a second, I thought about signing your name to the card, too, because we're a team. We're
that would have been great.
You're my ride or die.
You didn't do that, huh?
But it would have looked disingenuous. It wouldn't have felt authentic, because for the last three occasions, I've gotten the same thing for Andy Hall.
What do you get him?
The Slipknot number 9.
Whiskey. Okay. All right. But you didn't put my name on the card?
No,
it's Heather and Wicket. I wasn't around for the last occasions.
If you're going to double up on the names on the card, you have to increase the gift then.
I wish I would have known you were doing this, because I would have just written my name right under yours.
I assumed
and Wicket.
That you and your wife might do a gift.
No.
Separately.
No. And apparently, Andy paid attention. So, last night, I wrote on Facebook, do you buy your boss a birthday gift? Do you always buy your boss a birthday gift? Have you your entire career, or is it just an Andy Hall thing?
Yes. Everybody. All the time.
You don't buy your boss a birthday present?
My boss is also your boss.
I know.
Your wife.
Well, okay.
And if you remember, she has a bracelet that says, keep effing going.
I will buy
that
her
was,
a present.
That was her birthday present. So, yeah, I got her something.
All right, 244-1033. Do you buy your boss your...
Why wouldn't you buy... Your boss is like your best friend. Your boss is in your corner. Your boss is trying to make all your hopes and dreams come true. Your boss is the most important person in your life that you are not, you know, in a relation, like a physical relationship with, or is related to by blood. They're like the third most important role in your life.
Does Andy Hall buy you a birthday present?
Yes.
What did Andy get you in January?
I got to interview one-on-one Zoom call with Taylor Momsen from The Pretty Reckless. He arranged it.
All Andy did was not take that interview, and he gave it to you. Like, that wasn't... It's not like he went out of his way to go to the store and find the perfect gift for you.
It was the perfect gift.
244-1033. Do you buy your boss a birthday gift? Does it depend on whether or not your boss buys you a birthday gift? 244-1033. It's also up on Facebook, and I put it up on Twitter at Laser1033.
Why are you such a cheapskate, Wicket?
The Laser.
Do you buy your boss a birthday gift?
You're listening to Heather and Wicket. Mornings 6 to 10 a.m. on Laser 103.3.
I do not, but my boss hates his birthday. Someone decorated his desk one time. He ripped down the decorations and made her cry. But that's not her birthday.
Do you want to buy your boss a birthday gift if they were more receptive to it, or would you not even think of doing it?
I would, but I like my boss. He's a really good guy, and he'll go to fight for us. So,
yeah,
I would if he was more receptive to it.
Yeah, I'm not sure I can say that.
Well, do you do holiday gifts at all, like Christmas or any of that?
Yeah, for the team, yeah, we do.
Okay.
Yeah, but do you buy a Christmas present for your boss?
Mm-hmm.
See?
I got a bag of chocolate last year. I did. I got him a bag of chocolate.
That means you were at the Hy-Vee and it was a last minute purchase because you just grabbed it. And it's like the boring C's candy. You didn't go out of your way for that.
Okay, so I think
it was Target and it was Dove.
I think it's different, though, because I have zero kids in my life. So I don't have to buy any children's birthday gifts. I have zero nieces, zero nephews, no kids of my own, nothing for Christmas for kids.
Your work husband has three.
Never get your kids a present, Wicked.
Wait a minute.
That's ridiculous.
You and I were, I see you probably more than my actual wife, all right? You would buy Andy Hall a bottle of whiskey, but you're not going to buy Britton Miller or Miles a gift for Christmas?
No, but I would buy you a gift for Christmas. I'm going to buy you a gift.
Buy me diapers, size 6, Costco.
But I mean, that's what I'm saying, though. I feel like I tend more towards buying gifts for, you know, the mailman and my boss. And
you're gonna buy the mailman a present but not my kids?
No, why would I buy your kids a gift, Wicket? They don't even talk yet.
What is your name?
I don't know them.
Caitlin,
you rock. Thanks for calling and sitting in the middle of this.
It's all good. Thanks, guys.
Later. Thank you for holding. Do you buy your boss a birthday present?
Only because the rest of the suck-ups in the office make us do it.
So you don't want to, but you do it to keep up with the Joneses.
Oh, yeah, because if I'm the only person not buying a gift for the boss, then I'm the underdog.
Why is everybody buying a gift for the boss, though? He's the one that makes all the money.
Exactly. I'm with you, Wicket.
Yeah. He's the one that has got the biggest paycheck. He's the one making all the money.
I just feel like if you don't want to buy your boss a birthday gift, you need to find another job because you're not happy enough.
His gift is that I'm there working.
As someone said on the Facebook page, his presence is my presence.
Exactly.
See? Boom.
I'm with Wicket.
Yes. What's your name?
Tony.
Tony, you rock, man. You can call anytime you want.
Everyone can call anytime they want.
Especially Tony.
Especially Tony. But you don't have to agree or disagree with one of us specifically,
I
Wicket.
Mean, you can.
But no, gift giving, Wicket, is about the person.
Right.
It's about what makes me happy to give you, which is why I'm not going to give you Costco. I've never been inside a Costco. It sounds like torture. I don't want to go into this giant place with all this stuff I don't need. So what I would want to do for you is like what I've done in the past, like get you little, you know, Green Bay masks from Etsy or adorable. I got you. The laser shirts for your kids.
Mm-hmm.
See?
That was nice.
That's not for them.
I'd rather.
They don't know what that says.
They love the laser onesies. They love
they
them.
They don't have an opinion yet. They don't know what they like.
244-1033. Do you buy your boss a birthday present? Heather over there got Andy Hall a bottle of Slipknot whiskey last night for his birthday, which was yesterday. He's our boss. Wished I would have signed my name on the card. But now I look like the idiot that didn't get one.
Listen, Wicket.
You made me look dumb on purpose.
I thought about signing, because the card just said, happy birthday, H. And I almost put H and W.
I would have wrote a W.
But I always get Andy the same thing. So it would have been weird if like, hey, here's the third time I'm getting you something. And here, Wicket's in on it now.
Right. I'm here.
You have to increase. If you're going to go halves on something, it has to be a bigger...
No, it doesn't. Andy's not going to be like, oh, man, I only got one bottle of whiskey for my birthday from my morning show.
That's like when the whole staff gets together and sends Andy to Hawaii or something, because we love him so much.
Yeah, you, me, and Susie funding that. Yeah, right. Uh-huh. On Facebook, Misty, no. Tasha, no. Michael, no. Richard, no. Shelley, no. Jean, yes.
That's it?
I mean, there's
four no's and a yes.
70 comments, but that's the majority of them are no.
No's, okay.
And Cheryl says, happy birthday, Andy Hall.
Yes!
244-1033.
Happy birthday.
Heather. Wicket.
Yes, Heather.
Mornings on Laser 103.3.
Do you buy your boss a birthday gift?
You're listening to Heather and Wicket. Mornings 6 to 10 a.m. on Laser 103.3.
Usually I'd say no, but everybody was supposed to from my old boss, and I didn't get him anything. So to be a smart ass, I just got him a McDonald's breakfast.
I would love that.
That's a good present.
I would be fine with that. What did everybody else get your boss?
One of them brought a cake and like a phone case, and I think one of them actually almost bought like the new iPhone that was out at that time. It was like 12.
Who's buying their boss the iPhone 12? The boss should buy his own iPhone 12 because he or she can afford it.
Well, that's a community gift when like 30 people get together.
He said one guy.
I know, but if you did want to do that.
That's why I was like, I'm just going to buy you a McSandwich and call it good.
Parker, that's awesome, man. Thanks for the phone call.
Yeah, no problem, guys.
Thanks.
Laser, thanks for holding. What's your name?
Tom.
Tom, do you buy your boss a birthday present?
You won't buy him a present, but I'll buy him a cake because I can eat the cake.
Yes.
I'm totally cool with that.
Yes. See, it is also about you. Nothing humans do wicked is unselfish. Everything has a selfish motivation.
So you boomerang a birthday cake?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, Tom.
Call it what you want, but I let him choose his own flavor, but I don't really care what flavor it is. I'll just eat the dang cake.
You're such a generous man.
No difference between that.
I wouldn't say that necessarily. I would kind of agree with Heather, the fact that that's a little selfish attitude towards it, I'm sure.
Well, there's no difference between that and taking your spouse out for dinner for their birthday, because it's also about you. You get to go to dinner, too.
It is not about you on someone else's birthday.
Yes, it is wicked.
It is about that person. If I hate sushi, I hate it. But on Lee's birthday, if she wants to go get sushi, I will take her out to get sushi.
Yes.
Because it is about her.
No.
Because I want to make her feel good on her day.
Yes, you want to make her feel good on her day because you love her, because she makes you feel good, and you want to keep her so that you can continue feeling good. It's about you.
Not that, what?
Love is the most selfish thing you can do.
Tom, thank you for the call, my friend. That is the most bass-ackwards way to possibly think that I'm taking her out to make me feel good.
Yes.
1,000% no. If you're doing it for that reason, you're selfish.
Everyone is selfish.
I'm taking her out to make her feel good on her day. Why did you buy Andy Hall whiskey?
Because Andy is my mentor. He's given me everything and continues to give himself to me. And I celebrate him on his birthday.
Right. It's about him. It's not about you. It's about him.
It's about what he has done to help me grow.
Laser, what's your name?
Mike.
Mike, do you buy your boss a birthday present?
If my boss was as cool as Andy Hall,
yes,
you better believe it.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
As cool as Andy Hall. Is your boss not cool?
No, not really.
So you don't buy your boss a birthday present? You never have?
No. But again, if he was as cool as Andy Hall, you better believe it.
As cool as Andy Hall,
Lord.
Wicked.
Facebook, do you buy your boss a birthday present? Tasha, no. Michael, no. Michelle, no. Shelley, no. Lori, no. Dee, no. Clinton, I always buy my wife presents. That's funny. That's pretty good. And Deanna says, I always make them cupcakes or a pie. Let us know on the Facebook page, also up on Twitter at Laser1033.